I've put up something PN. I think these are in good. Today's date is 12/30/2023. Dictation is for Paula Puebla. Puebla spells P-U-E-B-L-A. Paula spells P-A-U-L-A. Date of birth is 02/05/1962. This is a 61-year-old female here with cough, period. Patient status has been going on for approximately 2 weeks. Decided to come in today because over-the-counter medication is not very helpful, period. She's described cough as productive, greenish, sometimes yellow sputum. She denies travel history. She denies bloody sputum with cough, period. Next paragraph, patient reports headache. She said rapid headache is reported in her maxillary and frontal sinus area on the right. It's pressure-like, worse with leaning forward. She said this is not the worst pain of her life. It was gradual onset, period. And the stated that she has a history of sinusitis and symptoms are similar, period. Next paragraph. Patient reports watery eyes. Said discharge from eyes are clear. Next paragraph. Patient reports neck pain. Say the neck pain is located around some lumps. She says she feels around the front of her... Correction. Take that entire neck exam, neck story out. Next line, neck pain. She denies trauma, period. Next line, denies increased temperature. Next line, denies myalgia. Next line, denies rash or any other skin lesions, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 99%, room air blood pressure is 123/79, pulse 66, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. HEANT normal. Next paragraph. Nose congested, clearish green discharge. Erythematous endematous terminates. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, ears. Normal TM. TM has good light reflexes, no effusion present, period. Next paragraph, eyes, watery eyes, no conjunctival injection, period. EOM, full range of motion, period. Next paragraph. Face, yes, tenderness of palpation on the right anterior maxillary sinus area, right frontal sinus area, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Please go back to review of system on the abdomen. Patient reports epigastric pain and sometimes burning sensation in the epigastric region, period. Next, back to physical exam. Cardiac regulated rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macular papules, no vesicles, or bullae, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended secondary to obesity, no visible peristalsis, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. Patient has a right antalgic gait. This is old and secondary to an old CVA, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented time 3. Mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment applied. Assessment number 1 is acute sinusitis. Number 2 is cervical lymphadenitis. Number 3, watery eyes. Number 4, acute bronchitis. Number 5, acute epigastric pain, period. Next paragraph. The following test was done. The flu and COVID, these two tests were both normal. She will be sent home with the following medication. Pepcid 20 milligrams 1 PO daily for 30 days. Number 30, next medication, Zithromax 250 milligrams 2 PO now, 1 PO daily until gone. Number 6, next medication, Singulair 10 milligrams 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.